Federal program managers often say customer service is a mission priority. But how much help can they offer when customers can't understand what agencies put out for them to read in the first place? Schoolmarms at the Center for Plain Language released their 2016 report card, which grades agencies on how clearly they communicate with the public. Federal News Radio's Meredith Summers reported on who's improved and who needs more work. She spoke about it with executive editor Jason Miller.
Meredith, this is now an annual event that the Plain Language Report Card comes out. So let's start with the beginning. What is the Plain Language Report Card?
Yeah, well, let's go back even farther to 2010 when the Plain Writing Act came out. And this legislation requires federal organizations, agencies, departments to use plain language for written and online documents meant for public consumption. How many times do you, even you and I, see something when we're looking at a document and it looks like gibberish because it comes out in, you know, governmentese bureaucratic language. And so the idea is that the government serves the people. And if when you go online, if you're just an average person, you're not going to know what the government's trying to say to you. And that can be very important when you're dealing with something like freedom of information or something about your Social Security benefits or anything like that. And so that's what this act does.
What's crazy about this is when we read I read the Federal Register every single day. Mm-hmm. That's one of my highlights of my day. I know people right now are rolling their eyes at my craziness, but you just want it to be simple. And too many times, it would be great to blame the lawyers on this one, but it's probably not. I think people just write in a way that is confusing, and they're trying to write in a way that's either, well, I got to be more specific, or they use three words, or they could use one. And I think that's where this effort, not just the law, but this effort to really grade agencies is coming from.
Yes, I would agree with you. Also, reading the Federal Register just about every day, I see the same thing. And the Center for Plain Language, in their review for this year's report card, were saying it's not necessarily that people are trying to trick the public into hiding something, but the people who are writing these documents and these forms are really writing for their bosses or their next higher up, which is someone who works in the government. And so, yeah, they might use three words to say one thing, but I think it's more they're trying to be as specific and helpful as possible, but just getting lost in the government language.
So who did well? Who got the A's? Who got the B's? Who's going to have to go home and be grounded for their bad scores?
Yeah. So two agencies that are often given a hard time for lack of transparency or just being way too complicated, the State Department and Department of Defense, were actually most improved this year. State Department went from a C to an A, and DOD went up from a C+ to an A-. What's also interesting is that Social Security Administration, which has had the highest score for the past 2 years, went down, actually. And the overall, though, the A-pluses were Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, the Health and Human Services Department, and the Labor Department. And so the Justice Department scored the lowest C grade. I should say the Center for Plain Language did not give any D's or F's this year. So overall, the government did pretty well, at least the agencies that they looked at. But Justice, yeah, ended up with just a C, which is not so great. But Chip Crane, he's a board member and the center's lead for this plain language report, said, you know, it's going to take some time before everybody's getting A-pluses.
It's a slow process, and getting more and more people at the various agencies on board, people beyond the people who are responsible for the writing, or the plain writing, they don't do all the writing, of course. They just try to promote it. And part of the purpose of this report card is to give them some backing to say, hey, you know, an outside group came and looked at this, and yeah, we still have some work to do, you know, for them to be able to say that internally.
That was Chip Crane. He's a board member and the center's lead for the plain language report card.
I'm really impressed that there's no D's or F's. I mean, usually agencies just don't do well. And I think that this is really a signal that change is happening, as you heard Chip Crane kind of talk about that culture change that's been ongoing mm-hmm. for such a long time. Is this year's report card different than previous years? Are they looking at anything new?
Yeah, and I think that's what kind of contributed to the better scores overall. This year, the center asked for the agencies to submit one or two forms and their respective instructions. The previous years they've done, okay, well, show us your about us page and you know, instructions for something. But this was, okay, well, give us a document that you would have the public look at, like a very popular one, like, for example, an OSHA, you know, complaining about an injury or sickness in a workplace, you know, something the government or the public would use a lot of. And let's see what the instructions are. Is the the form itself, does it make sense? And are the instructions simple enough? And that's where, so that's why you get some agencies that did really well, that was very straightforward. And then you had other ones. I was looking through the report card, and one of them was given an awful because it just did not go over. This was the Justice Department's Drug and Alcohol Enforcement and Firearms, and it was looking at manufacturing and distributing of drugs, which is pretty important. And they said, this is awful. We can't even understand what you're asking for.
That's interesting that they just looked at some regular forms. I mean, if you think about the forms, we read them every day, mm-hmm. and they've gotten better, but they're still really challenging. So what were some of the criteria that the judges really looked at? Because to me, sometimes they're better and sometimes they're not so good.
Yeah. So the volunteer judges, who were kind of made up of center members, and Chip Crane was saying, we also get, you know, volunteers who just really love English and writing simple. They looked at overall effectiveness, manner or voice, whether it was passive or writing style, structure and navigation. 7 different criteria. And then the graders gave scores between 1 and 5. And there was two graders for each agency. And then they averaged those scores together.
It sounds to me like they're trying to look at a wide variety of areas, plus have multiple people look at it. So it's not just if you have a bias against, well, that Justice Department or that SSA never does anything right for me. That bias can be kind of balanced out by multiple people. How did the center come to the final scores? They looked at multiple people's rankings, and then they did what?
So to receive an A, the average for both graders needed to be a 4.5 or greater. And the raw scores range from 2.3, so for Justice Department, for example, to 4.95, which was Labor Department. That got the highest score out of all the agencies that participated. You could also, if you're an agency, get a plus or minus if you turned in your forms on time for this report card. As far as what's going on next year, because again, this was a new thing, putting in submitting the forms and instructions, Chip Crane said, you know, we might have to wait to see what happens next year.
I'll probably regroup with the board and some of the other volunteers and see what angle would be, you know, kind of most helpful, most useful. It might be a different genre. Maybe go back to some public-facing web documents. I'd like to get input from actually the Plain group and see, you know, the federal folks that deal with these things day in and day out to find out what would be helpful for them.
Very interesting, Meredith. Now that the report card's out, what comes next? How are they going to get people to continue to make progress?
Well, I would imagine that the agencies that did well will probably go back and tell the plain language officials that worked on this, you know, job well done. I was listening to the press call earlier today, and one of the State Department representatives was on, and she said, yep, I'm in the process of crafting this message to the office right now. It will be interesting. You know, we've got a new administration coming in, and while, of course, the center is its own nonprofit standalone, it'll continue to be doing its work. The members there said, we do hope that the government continues, the agencies continue, you know, with their momentum to learn from this. As far as what might happen, you know, under new administration officials, that remains to be seen. Here's Chip Crane one more time.
We want to encourage agencies to keep clear communication, you know, in the forefront. And I would hope and think that any administration, should want to keep communicate clearly with that regardless.
That was Chip Crane. He's a board member and the center's lead for the plain language report card.
So Meredith, if people want to find out how their agency scored, more information about this, we have it all linked up on
federalnewsradio.com.
Excellent job. Thank you, Meredith Summers.
Thanks, Jason.
Federal News Radio's Meredith Summers and Jason Miller. Read more about the plain language report card at federalnewsradio.com.